Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, March 12, 2025.
Airtel and SpaceX join forces for Starlink in India. Bharti Airtel has joined forces with SpaceX to bring Starlink, a satellite internet service, to India, the world's most populous country. This exciting partnership aims to provide high-speed internet to underserved areas and businesses, potentially transforming lives. The Indian government is supporting SpaceX's approach to spectrum allocation, preferring assignment over auctioning. However, SpaceX's request for a license to operate Starlink in India is still under review. With Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries also competing in the telecommunications market, the stakes are high. The launch of Starlink is set to significantly enhance connectivity in rural areas, improving access to education, healthcare, and business opportunities. This initiative could reshape the digital landscape in India, making reliable internet a reality for millions.
Trump administration considers NOAA office lease cancellation. The Trump administration is considering canceling the lease for the NOAA support office in Hilo, Hawaii. This office plays a vital role in climate research, especially in tracking greenhouse gas emissions. The proposed cancellation is part of a broader plan by billionaire Elon Musk to reduce government spending, potentially saving $150,692 each year. The Hilo office supports the Mauna Loa Observatory, a key site for monitoring carbon dioxide levels and known for its long-term atmospheric measurements. Scientists, including Ralph Keeling from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, are concerned that closing this office could significantly disrupt climate research efforts. The administration's cost-cutting measures have already impacted NOAA's operations, complicating vital research coordination. This proposed lease cancellation raises important questions about the future of climate science. What happens to our understanding of climate change if this essential office shuts down?
XPeng Motors' bold investment in humanoid robots. XPeng Motors, a top Chinese electric vehicle maker based in Guangzhou, has unveiled exciting plans to invest 100 billion yuan, roughly $13.8 billion, in humanoid robots. CEO He Xiaopeng emphasized that this investment reflects the company's future goals in the robot industry, which they've been exploring since 2020. He described this initial investment as cautious, given their early stage in this field, and hinted at a potential additional investment of 50 billion yuan down the line. Other automakers, like Leapmotor, are also entering the humanoid robot market, planning to invest 1 to 2 billion yuan each year. The Chinese government is focusing on technological progress in this area, which could enhance productivity but also raises concerns about job loss as robots take over tasks traditionally done by humans. What could this mean for the future of work?
Chinese retail traders embrace AI tools. Retail traders in China are undergoing an exciting transformation as they adopt artificial intelligence tools like DeepSeek for stock trading. This shift comes after a government crackdown on quantitative trading that reduced the sector's value to about $260 billion, while the hedge fund industry now stands at around $700 billion. Mom-and-pop investors are eager to learn how to use AI to enhance their trading strategies. Online courses are booming, with a recent lecture by Mao Yuchen, founder of Alpha Squared Capital, charging participants about $2,200. This growing interest in AI-driven trading reflects a changing landscape in finance. DeepSeek, an AI startup backed by a quant fund, is gaining traction for its affordable trading models, contributing to a surge in Chinese stocks. As retail traders leverage DeepSeek to evaluate companies and develop strategies, brokerages are adapting to meet the rising demand for AI tools. However, experts caution against over-reliance on AI, reminding us that while it can boost trading efficiency, it also has its limits.
Rising cyber fraud in India. Cyber fraud cases in India have skyrocketed, increasing more than fourfold in the fiscal year 2024, resulting in losses of $20 million or over 22 million Indian rupees. This surge highlights the growing risks of digital payments in a country where millions transact online daily. With affordable data plans boosting internet access, the mobile payments market has reached a staggering $1 trillion, led by companies like Paytm, Google Pay, and PhonePe. However, as digital transactions grow, many people remain unaware of cybersecurity threats, making them easy targets for scammers. Fraudsters often impersonate officials or use technology to trick victims online. Recent data shows that individuals lost about 1.8 billion Indian rupees or $20.3 million to fraud last year, more than double the previous year's losses. In response, authorities like the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India and the Reserve Bank of India are taking action by blacklisting spam callers and proposing measures to freeze suspicious accounts. The government is also raising awareness through campaigns, urging citizens to enhance their online security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on the nation to stay vigilant against these digital scams.
Germany's push for increased defense spending. Friedrich Merz, the likely next chancellor of Germany, is calling for a major boost in defense spending as tensions rise globally. A senior ally expressed hope that they can secure support to lift Germany's borrowing limits, known as the debt brick, established after the 2008 financial crisis. The plan includes a substantial infrastructure fund of 500 billion euros to strengthen defense capabilities. However, the Greens Party is holding back support, proposing alternative measures instead. Merz stresses the urgent need for increased defense funding, citing threats from Russia and concerns about the United States. Critics argue he is using security issues to push for tax cuts and subsidies that favor his political base. As the new Bundestag prepares to meet on March 25, 2025, these negotiations are crucial, especially with the need for a two-thirds majority to pass reforms. The outcome will significantly shape Germany's fiscal policies and defense strategies in today's challenging global landscape.
U.S.-Canada trade tensions. On March 11, 2025, President Donald Trump announced plans to double tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada to 50%, shaking up the financial markets. This led to a 10% drop in the S&P 500 index, erasing about $5 trillion in market value. Just hours later, Trump reversed his decision, stating that only the previously planned 25% tariffs would take effect on March 12. This change came after Ontario Premier Doug Ford revealed he would suspend a planned surcharge on electricity for over 1 million U.S. homes, a key negotiation point. The trade relationship between the United States and Canada is vital, impacting consumers and industries that rely on these metals. Trump's administration has used tariffs as a bargaining tool, criticizing Canada for its trade protections on dairy and agriculture. He even threatened to raise duties on cars from Canada if these tariffs weren't addressed by April 2nd. As this situation unfolds, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau prepares to hand over leadership to Mark Carney, who may influence future negotiations with the U.S., highlighting the complexities of international trade.
Spain's new AI regulation. Spain has taken a bold step by approving a new law that imposes hefty fines on companies that fail to label content created by artificial intelligence, or AI. Starting March 11, 2025, this legislation aims to tackle the misuse of AI technologies, especially concerning misleading deepfakes, videos, or images that can trick the public. This law aligns with the European Union's AI Act, which enforces strict transparency for high-risk AI systems. Digital Transformation Minister Oscar Lopez stressed the importance of these regulations to protect democracy, stating that AI can either enhance our lives or spread misinformation. Companies that don't comply could face fines of up to 35 million euros, or about 38.2 million U.S. dollars, which could also be 7% of their global annual revenue. Spain is among the first EU nations to implement such strong regulations, which are tougher than the mostly voluntary guidelines in the United States. The law also bans manipulative practices, like using subliminal techniques on vulnerable groups. Enforcement will be handled by the new AI supervisory agency, ASI, responding to rising concerns about AI's potential dangers, especially after the release of OpenAI's ChatGPT in late 2022.
OpenAI launches Responses API.
OpenAI has unveiled the Responses API, a powerful new tool that helps developers create smart AI programs capable of handling complex tasks independently. This launch comes as competition intensifies from Chinese AI startups like Monica and DeepSeek, which are introducing innovative AI models at lower prices. Monica has recently launched its autonomous AI agent, Manus, while DeepSeek has received accolades from Silicon Valley leaders for its advancements. The Responses API is available for free to all developers and will replace the older Assistance API by mid-2026. As the AI landscape evolves, the rivalry between OpenAI and these startups could reshape technology and significantly impact the global economy. What exciting possibilities could this new tool unlock for you?
Trial of Khalid Madiev for attempted murder of journalist Masih Alinejad. The trial of Khalid Madiev, a 27-year-old man, started on March 11, 2025, in Manhattan, New York. He is accused of trying to kill Masih Alinejad, an Iranian-American journalist and advocate for women's rights. Madiev was arrested in July 2022 in Brooklyn, armed with an AK-47 and wearing a ski mask. During the trial, he admitted, "I was there to try to kill the journalist." Prosecutors claim Madiev was hired by two associates, Rafat Amirov and Polat Omarov, who both say they didn't do it. Reports suggest the Iranian government offered $500,000 to arrange Alinejad's assassination, highlighting the extreme risks faced by dissidents. This case raises serious concerns about the safety of journalists and activists around the world.
Ukrainian foreign minister discusses ceasefire with U.S. and European leaders. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha recently held crucial talks with U.S. officials and European leaders about a proposed 30-day ceasefire in the ongoing conflict with Russia. These discussions took place in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and lasted over 8 hours. The U.S. has agreed to resume military support and share intelligence with Ukraine, which is vital since Russia's invasion began in 2022. Sybiha stressed that Europe must be involved in any peace negotiations, asserting that decisions about Europe's security cannot be made without Europe. After the talks in Jeddah, he plans to meet with Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski in Warsaw to discuss the outcomes further. This ceasefire aims to temporarily halt fighting, paving the way for potential peace talks. The collaboration among European leaders, including British Foreign Secretary David Lammy and EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas, underscores the urgent need to address this crisis. As the situation unfolds, the results of these discussions could greatly impact Ukraine's future and its relationships with the U.S. and European nations.
China leads in electric vehicle sales. China is racing ahead in the electric vehicle market, achieving a stunning 49% increase in sales in February 2025, totaling 1.2 million units. However, this growth was slightly tempered by a 3% dip compared to January, influenced by the Chinese New Year. Meanwhile, the European Union has imposed tariffs on Chinese-made cars, impacting brands like MG, owned by SAIC Motor Corporation, which saw a 19% drop in sales in Europe. Despite these challenges, BYD, a leading Chinese EV manufacturer, recorded an impressive 76% sales increase in February. Overall, EV sales in Europe rose by 19%, with Germany experiencing a remarkable 40% boost. In North America, sales grew by 17%, although U.S. President Donald Trump's policies may affect future forecasts. These developments highlight the dynamic interplay between trade policies and the evolving electric vehicle landscape.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.